USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ian is maintaining strength as a Category 1 storm as it turns toward the United States. The most recent update from the National Hurricane Center puts the storm about 90 miles west-southwest of Grand Cayman with 75-mile-per-hour winds. Ian is expected to turn more north as it passes west of the Florida Keys late Tuesday before approaching the state's west coast. In Tampa, people like Casey Martinez tell NBC News they've started filling their gas tanks and collecting supplies.
I don't think we should panic. I don't think, it's part of living here in Florida. We should always definitely be prepared for the worst, of course, but not panic.
Fewer than 2% of eligible Americans have elected to receive a new COVID booster shot that was recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on September 1st. While more than 4.4 million Americans have received the COVID booster shot, only 1.5% of people for whom the shot is available have actually gotten it since the CDC started recommending it several weeks ago. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Japan on Monday. She's leading a delegation to the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He died in July after being assassinated at a campaign rally. General Motors is making office employees who have been working remotely since the start of the pandemic return to the office at least 3 days a week. The move will take effect before the end of the year. The automaker saying in an email to employees the COVID-19 situation has dramatically improved. In a big shift in its manufacturing strategy, Apple has begun making its iPhone 14 in India. The company is also scaling back some production in China. Apple has been manufacturing iPhones in India since 2017. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
LA's top prosecutor is not happy with some of the people who work in his office.
Soft-on-crime DA George Gascon is retaliating against subordinates that supported his recall because of the out-of-control crime problem in Los Angeles County. John McKinney on Fox News says Gascon demoted him and others because of the recall support and has a stark warning.
Well, what we're seeing is Gascon 2.0. And in this latest version of George Gascon, we're going to see an even greater politicization of the DA's office. I, along with two of my colleagues, all veterans of the DA's office, were reassigned this past week, reassigned to what amounts to really entry-level positions. And that's significant because people should know, I have 24 years of experience in the DA's office, and I'm the baby of this group.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. An 84-year-old pro-life volunteer was shot in the back last week while going door-to-door to raise awareness about Proposal 3, a pro-abortion ballot measure in Michigan. The woman, who remains anonymous, was reportedly shot in the back shoulder area while leaving a residence after a heated conversation. Week 3 of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the New York Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff set for just after 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.